This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. As Wyoming's statewide COVID-19 restrictions are eased, the Wind River Reservation is staying locked down. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr reports.
When the Northern Arapaho and Eastern Shoshone tribes first put a stay-at-home order in place on April 1st, Shoshone Councilwoman Karen Snyder urged state and local officials to follow suit.
I would love to see the state of Wyoming and Fremont County do those stay-at-home orders. It just makes us stronger.
But Wyoming remained one of a handful of states that never issued a shelter-in-place. Now, tribal leaders have extended the strict stay-at-home order and nightly curfew through the end of June, as mass testing on the Wind River Reservation continues to identify new cases every day. But Northern Arapaho Councilman Stephen Fasthorse says the tribe's orders can only be so effective when border towns like Lander and Riverton are opening up.
It really takes a lot out of our efforts, because on the main areas where we have to go to get the necessities, it's wide open.
Both tribes are urging their members to wear masks and gloves and practice social distancing while shopping in border towns. At least 7 of Wyoming's 17 COVID-19 related deaths have been among Northern Arapaho tribal members. Fasthorse says the strict measures on Wind River are intended to prevent further loss of life. For National Native News, I'm Savannah Marr.
In Minneapolis, Minnesota, Monday, the Native American community gathered for a jingle dress healing dance in response to the death of George Floyd. In a Facebook video by Women's Indigenous Media, jingle dress dancers gathered to dance as a drum group sang at the site where a memorial is set up for George Floyd. Athena Cloud was one of the jingle dress dancers. She felt the need to share the dance, describing it as a spiritual cleansing for people in the Twin Cities, the nation, and for the family of Floyd.
We were all there with each other, with one another. And it didn't feel like it was divided. It felt like we were all able to come together and feel like we belonged to one community. We were one solid group there. We had speakers coming onto the megaphone, sharing their stories. And when someone felt like they were going to break down, people around them held them up, because we utilized each other to build on our strengths as individuals.
Cloud and other members of the Native community are also volunteering around the city to help with cleanup efforts and other needs.
Community coming together to help clean up and help ensure that the communities that are being most affected in South Minneapolis are getting the supplies that they need, you know, because of the stores that were damaged. The community has come together and made and has achieved the calls for donations 10 times. So it's really amazing to see our communities coming together and standing up and just standing together to clean up what has happened. Because although, yes, you know, it is affecting our communities down here, we understand where the frustrations come from, and that's through hundreds of years of oppression.
Days of unrest continue across the city after George Floyd, an African-American man, died in police custody last week. Native American Congresswomen Sharice Davids and Deb Holland released a statement Monday in solidarity with the Black community in response to the death of George Floyd. They said in the statement they share in the heartbreak and point to institutional racism and failures in the justice system. The Congresswomen also said Indian Country stands in solidarity with the Black community, adding their commitment to work toward meaningful action and change. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.